This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a quite unique program that's going to be happening at Adrian College. And I have with me to talk more about it Tina Claiborne, who is the Professor and Director of Athletic Training, Director of Institute for Sports Medicine and Exercise Science and Athletic Training.
But more importantly, Dale, just a regular person and a mom and a wife.
Well, that's quite a title, but you know, you earned it over these all the training and the studies that you've done, Tina. So you deserve to have that title. So, but it's good to have you back in the program once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have something very exciting that's going to be happening at Adrian College that is quite unique and not only for the college, but I think for the country as well. And that's kind of like an accelerated process for athletic trainers to be able to get that type of training there at Adrian College. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm an athletic trainer by trade. I went to Ithaca College in upstate New York and became an athletic trainer after 4 years there. And I worked out in the private high school sector for the most part, as well as outpatient rehab. And I never even knew that athletic trainers existed back when I went to school. We didn't have them on the sidelines helping us out. So I learned a lot about the profession of sports medicine, how we can fit into the healthcare system, and eventually evolved after a comedy of errors getting to where I got, eventually evolved to start the program at Adrian College in 2007. And over time, the national organization mandated that athletic trainers earn a master's degree in order to practice. And so we had to think about how we could offer that option to students when we had only offered a bachelor's degree prior. Mm-hmm. And so even in 2010, we offered an accelerated process to become an athletic trainer. We offered it in 5 years rather than a typical master's degree in six. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to be offering a bachelor's, master's combined program in 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing to be able to do that.
Yes. Tina. Yeah, it is actually amazing. And we are, as you mentioned, we're the first in the country and really the world to offer such an accelerated option. And in my opinion, we haven't watered down the quality at all.
Well, and that's the most important thing, because the fact that people say, well, you're going to be doing that quickly. It's great to be able to do it in 4 years, but something that took had to have 6 years, am I getting less?
Yes. And so we've been able to combine and condense some of the prerequisite coursework that was necessary to enter the program.
Okay.
All programs that offer the option to become a certified athletic trainer are accredited by a national organization. So we have standards that we must meet. Everybody does. At the national level. And so we took those standards and we said, where do we need to maintain certain amount of coursework, certain types of coursework? How can we offer advanced skills, because this is an advanced degree, mm-hmm. it's a master's degree, but still maintain a reasonable time frame? And honestly, I feel that we were just able to get rid of a little bit of the fluff, but really maintain the important parts of the professional certification.
And a lot of that, what you were talking about, some of that pre study could be done even at the high school level, right?
Yes, we actually have articulation agreements with the Michigan Department of Education for CTE programs in health studies. And so any student who is actually in a career and technical education program, they're taking classes through their high school, if they decide to come to Adrian College, we'll evaluate the transcript in those classes, and we can offer them certain college credits coming right into the program. And that's a statewide agreement with the MDE, the Michigan Department of Education. We also have some specific agreements with programs called Project Lead the Way. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I know mm-hmm. Madison High School here in town mm-hmm. has Project Lead the Way. And so we evaluated their curriculum, and there are credits that those students can bring in as well on the front end.
Okay. So that is a bonus, actually. For this program as well, Tina, to be able to have that be added into their credits right away for their that four-year program. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get a very intense but advanced training through this, but also, if I understand right, also being able to enjoy the college life, you know, yes. that it presents too, right?
Yes, yes. So if you think of getting a bachelor's and a master's degree in 4 years, you mentioned the word intense. It's going to be intense and it's going to be difficult. You know, students have to come in and they have to remain focused. But we have also maintained our five-year option. And we also actually have a two-year post-baccalaureate option. So students can sit there and they can go, I want to hit the gas pedal. I want to go really fast, straight line to become an athletic trainer. They can go 4 years. If they want to slow down a little bit, get more involved in campus life, take some extra classes, maybe as prerequisites to other healthcare programs, they can do that in 5 years or even 6 years. So we have tried to create a lot of flexibility for any student coming in and whatever their desires must be. But the nature of sports medicine is that we attract athletes. They want to be in that high-paced, exciting athletic environment, even after they're done playing, and athletic training is a perfect way for them to do that.
That's a great idea. So before we go any farther, let's discuss actually what is the job of an athletic trainer.
Maybe we should have started with that. Do you think, Dan? That's okay. We wanted to dangle the carrot, and then we'll circle back around.
Yeah.
Athletic trainers, many people will compare athletic training to maybe the field of physical therapy, for example. And so I'll give an analogy or a comparison. Physical therapy has a very specialized skill set, really, which is focused around rehabilitation, whereas athletic training has a more specialized population that they work with. And so athletic trainers are trained to deal with emergencies, you know, if somebody were to have a catastrophic event on the field, we're prepared to respond to that all the way through treatment and rehabilitation of injuries and illnesses that occur in the physically active populations. So the job of an athletic trainer is a very broad skill set on a relatively narrow population. So we don't get all of the training in pediatrics or geriatrics, for example.
Right.
But we have the broad skill set that carries us from pre-hospital care all the way through rehabilitation. And that can be applied to a lot of different settings.
Such as
The most traditional settings are collegiate sports and high school athletics. Those are the that's where our profession started, spawned out of athletics and the need for having athletic health care on the sidelines. But since athletic trainers' settings, work settings, have really broadened into anybody who is considered to be physically active, or people who do physical or athletic style maneuvers as a part of their job. So that could be performing arts, Cirque du Soleil, for example. They hire athletic trainers. And trust me, they need the pre-hospital stuff all the way through, through rehabilitation. We have the Cavaliers on campus right now. They have an athletic trainer that travels with them. And so that is not considered a traditional athletic population, but they are out in the sun. They are doing athletic maneuvers. They are working very hard physically, and they need the same type of health care that a football player might.
Sure.
The biggest emerging area, I would say, is probably tactical populations.
Now, what do you mean by that?
The United States Army is the largest single employer of athletic trainers in the United States.
Interesting.
And they are projecting over 1,000 jobs that will be available in the next few years for jobs for athletic trainers, because they want their soldiers to be ready to go, perfectly physically fit. And they also want to save on their investment in the soldiers in terms of their health and wellness. They go to basic training. They want them to be able to get through basic training and be able to serve their country without losing them because of a musculoskeletal injury and so forth. Fire and rescue, those are considered to be tactical populations. Law enforcement, that's a huge area. And another major emerging area is industry. Amazon, for example, their plant workers in car manufacturing, those workers are doing very, very physical jobs many times of the day. So clinics will be set up in those factories for healthcare to be received right there on site.
Would EMTs also be under this as well?
Ah, so our students are trained to become EMTs. We embed that course and the opportunity to take that certification, that NREMT exam, mm-hmm. as a part of our program. And so athletic training students will naturally get some pre-hospital care training.
Okay.
We take it a step further and actually embed the EMT course within our curriculum.
Okay.
So that's really, really exciting because our students not only leave having the opportunity to become athletic trainers, they can actually work as EMTs if that's something that they decide to do.
Something that you mentioned just a few moments ago about the Army needing the athletic trainers. How big of a market is there for athletic trainers? I mean, is this something that is this? Not only we see them, of course, on the football field, at baseball fields, and so on, as mm-hmm. in sports. But how big of a market is there for this?
Yes, I would say almost weekly, I'm getting calls from just local high school athletic directors and superintendents going, "We need athletic trainers." There is actually a national shortage of athletic trainers. There are many, many more jobs available than there are credentialed athletic trainers. Hmm. And that's across all settings. That's not just in the traditional sports settings.
Right.
So the good news is that it's a buyer's market,
yeah.
right? When there are more jobs than people, that drives up opportunity, that drives up salaries. And many of our brand new graduates are now landing much higher level jobs, professional sports right out of school. U of M is one of our largest employers of Adrian College.
No kidding.
Athletic training students. And that's potentially their first job right out of college is high level D1 professional sports. So the market is so good right now. And when students leave Adrian College, they have an employable skill.
Yeah.
And that is such a great return on investment.
Absolutely. And I'm sure the salary range on that is pretty good too.
Yeah, the salaries are going up. I say traditionally, unfortunately, athletic training salaries have not always been comparable to some other healthcare professions. But I was just talking to some of my recent graduates, and they're getting offers at high schools north of $60,000 now. So I think that's a really nice starting salary. I'd be happy to work for that.
Me too.
And then they can have a little side hustle as an EMT. They can do that on the side. Yeah. And they're also prepared to be personal trainers, strength coaches.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, too. Can this apply for someone that says, well, I would like to be just a personal trainer then?
Yes. And that's it's an excellent profession. In fact, their undergraduate degree will be in exercise science.
Okay.
And so they have an undergraduate degree in exercise science, a graduate degree, a master's degree in athletic training. That prepares them very, very well to go into the strength and conditioning world. And we certainly have many students that do that.
Boy, this is so much great information, Tina. This is going to be starting when at Adrian College then?
All right. The four-year accelerated option is brand new this fall. We're rolling it out this fall. We've always had the five-year. That's still in place.
Right.
That gives students a little bit more oxygen, a little bit more breathing room if they want to play sports and they want to slow down. And then we've also added this two-year post-bac option, which means if they have a degree from Adrian College in exercise science and then they decide to go into athletic training, they can still do that after their bachelor's degree or if they come in from another institution.
If they would like to find out more about this that we've been talking about, Tina, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Yeah, the best way is probably just to go to our website if they go to adrian.edu and then navigate to the athletic training program under exercise science and athletic training. That's the best way. But I am very, very happy to answer any questions that people may have. And my email is tclaiborne@adrian.edu, or they can give me a call on my office phone, extension 4432.
Excellent, excellent. Tina, this is a really exciting things that are happening with this program at Adrian College. So I so much appreciated you coming in to tell us more about it. So thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Dale. I'm so happy to get the word out. And I think the bottom line is students can graduate sooner, they can earn sooner, and that means higher lifetime earnings over the course of their entire career.
This is a great program. So look into it if you're interested and get more information. And Tina, again, thanks so much for being on the program.
Have a great day, Dale.
You too. My guest has been Tina Claiborne, professor and director of athletic training, director of Institute for Sports Medicine, Exercise Science, and Athletic Training at Adrian College. For Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.